Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. For the night, Gordon Lemming Field, day two, sectional 54, class 1A. Game here today is going to be the Central Mustangs and the Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for putmeinsports.com since 2008. Yes, today, Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day. Why do we celebrate Memorial Day? Memorial Day has become an unofficial marker of the state, or should say, at the start of summer, the United States. Holiday celebrated on the last Monday in May, originally called Decoration Day, stems from the efforts, honor, memories of soldiers killed during the Civil War by adorning gravestones with flowers and flags, giving you a meaningful and memorable Memorial Day. Getting ready for the national anthem here momentarily. First, we'll talk a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Fountain Central Mustangs. Central Mustangs have a school enrollment of 275. As mentioned, they're in Class 1A, Sectional 54. They did win their first round game. That was Thursday, the 23rd, last Thursday. 5-3 contest, Central 12, North Vermilion 4. The principal at Fountain Central is Josh Davenport. Athletic director is Jason Good. Athletic secretary is Tammy Pyle. Central High School is located at 750 East U.S. Highway 136. Dial them up by telephone at 765-294-254. Web is fcmustangs.com. For the colors navy and Vegas gold, wear the navy jerseys with the gold, Vegas gold on the backside numerals, and they're wearing the white pants. They're going to wear the white length pants. And I will also mention they're in the Wabash River Conference. There are 8 teams in that conference. Alphabetically, it's Attica, Central, Vermilion, Portage, Riverson Park, Eager, Alphabetian. Central Mustangs are currently 9 wins, 15 losses on the season. The Wabash River Conference in 6th place at 6-8. The coach is Adam Acton. They're going to play right here, Central Catholic Knights and Fountain Central. The 11 o'clock ball game. Winner of this game will play the winner of the next game. And that championship game will be this evening at 7:30 p.m. They're getting ready for the national anthem. And we're going to set this down.
So would you please rise and leave your cap for the flame of our national anthem. Brought by and bright heart, cruel of
That's our national anthem, and we'll mention umpires on the field today. There are three. They've handled the whole tournament. It's Kevin Kirsch, James Coy, and Nolan Lapp. So they knuckle it up. They're getting ready to play baseball here on the diamond. And we'll mention a little bit about pitching. Pitching for Central Catholic on the mound tonight, I should say this morning, is Brent Robbins. He wears number 33. Brent Robbins is a senior class member. He's 5'10", 195. Pitcher and an outfielder, 37 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 10. This is start number 10 for Brent Robbins. Win-loss record, he has 6 wins, 1 loss. He's faced 161 batters. He's thrown a total of 546 pitches. Given up 37 hits in 37 innings. 22 runs, 13 of those runs were earned, walked 8 batters, struck out 33. Both of those batters went down looking. Getting warmed up right here, home plate umpire, getting him out right behind him. We'll mention around the diamond for the Knights. In the catching, Central Catholic in the ballgame, number 3, Jackson Kane. At first base, Knights, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Second base, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Shortstop, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Base, number 17, Gavin Boutel. In left field is number 34, Brooks. Center field, number 41, Isaac Seppinger. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Central Mustangs getting ready to bat here in the top of the first inning. The 3 games here today, second game opening today will happen about 1 o'clock. Be a little after 1. And 17 on the season going against Riverton Park at 11 and 14. Winner of this game and the winner of next game hang around, or they'll do what they want to do, and they'll be back for the 7:30 start time for the championship game here at Central Catholic. Throwing the ball around the infield, getting ready for first pitch. They'll start just a tad bit early. Both teams were here at least 90 minutes before the game. The Knights were. They started some batting practice in Central on hand when I arrived. About 9:25. So get ready to step in. First batter in the lineup. Fountain Central. 5, Cole Garbison. Garbison plays second base. Working for the windup. Drew Robbins peering over the glove. First signal. First pitch of the ballgame. Side ball 1. Pitch at 57 a.m. So the field looks nice. It's mowed low. Handle a bunt pretty well. Gavin Boutel is in on the lip of the grass at third base. Second pitch, and they're tall for ball 2. Number 5, Cole Garbison. The batter's box, left-handed batter. Fountain Central. Garbison, a senior class member. Now the windup, here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swing and a miss. Goes 1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Out for the first inning. Central got a 12-4 win over North Vermilion. It's on Thursday. Here comes a 2-1. Swung on, base hit over second base. Going to get by. Minnick, he'll pick it up. It's going to be a 2-base double standing up. Pitch of the ballgame, Cole Garbison at second base. So the Pirates were in their shift. Worked it well. Third base umpire went to second base. Trade umpire went to third base. First base umpire covered home plate. Three-man mechanics on a field. Garbison going to get rid of that apparatus and toss it over first base coach. Next batter going to step in for Fountain Central, number 14, Kyle Slinker. Kyle Slinker, two-hitter, plays third base. First at-bat, North Vermilion, home run in left center field. Breaking pitch, inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. On deck is Owen Acton. He wears number 12. He also homered batters later in the inning versus North Vermilion. Here comes the pitch. Side edge, strike home. Ball, one strike, Brent Robbins. To get ahead in the count. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Now out of the set position, check second base. Here comes the pitch. Long foul ball, right side, beyond the ninth first base dugout. A little bit of a pull right there at the top of the bat. For any of you that play billiards, it's a play a while back. It's a 1-2 pitch from Robbins. Try the ball. Good block. Jackson Kane goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two hitter in the box. Top of the first inning. Kyle Slinker. Slinker is the third baseman. A stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Robbins. Swung on. Full swing, looks like a bunt. Right side. Fielded by the pitcher, Robbins. Swing, landed about 15-30 feet from home plate down the first baseline. There's one out. The diamond. The runner, as if it were a bunt. Going to cost you in the average department. Sure, he doesn't care. That's Kyle Slinker jogging back to the dugout. So right-handed batter stepping in, Owen Acton. Acton's going to do the pitching in this contest. He's a senior class member. The set, Brent Robbins, first pitch to Acton. I just checked his swing. It's going to be called a strike by the home plate umpire. No help needed. No balls, one strike. He's playing regular depth on the infield. Back at the lip of the grass in second base is Gutwein. Set. The 0-1 pitch. Acton. Take a hit by pitch. They're going to put him on first base. He kind of teamed into it. It's going to be a difficult call to make. Home plate umpire says you're at first base. By pitch. Now runners at first and third base. That's the left shoulder. Acton is a right-handed pitcher. Arms done. Stepping into bat. Four-hitter, number 16, the catcher. Bachelor. Aiden Bachelor looking for signals. Third base coach. In Central. Coming back in. Right-handed batter's box. One out. Is it first and third base? Now the stretch. Now the set. Robbins. Pitch. Bachelor fouled right side, out of play. No balls, one strike. Been out of the box, looking for signals. A few given, they'll step back in. A little bit of an open stance, maybe a little straight away. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside, breaking pitch, good block. Third, Jackson Kane. Check the swing at first base, no swing. Not much of a swing there to check. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Brent Robbins checks first base. The set position, here's the pitch. For ball two. Just above the zone. And on that release point. And Robbins set back in the rubber. One count. Hitter, Aiden Bachelor. Runners at first and third. Here comes the pitch taken off. Second base. Jackson Kane going to throw a high one. He's going to go into center field. Coming in to score first run of the ball game from third base is Cole Garbison. Cole Garbison. First run score. base hit from Garbison. The earned run, I do believe, maybe the throw caused it not to be. But Garbison base hit, he got a double. Center off that left-handed bat. One run in. Here's a 2-2 count. Asler swung on, he'll pop one foul. It's going to float out of play. And he'll stay in the box with a 2-2 count. Hitter for 16, Aiden Batchelor. 2-1 out. Runner at second base was hit by a pitch. Owen Acton is at second base. The Fountain Central tanks. The set. Second base is a 2-2. I just outside. Ball three. 3-2 count. Batchelor. And looking at signals. Out of stretch. Robbins out of set. He'll check second base. 3-2 pitch on the way. Go for ball four. So Batchelor jogs down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Timeout on his diamond. Action team going to jog out. Have a little bit of a conversation. Bren Robbins. The Mustangs, top of the first inning. Mustangs have one run in. They have one hit in the ballgame. That was a double off of Cole Garbison's bat, first batter in the lineup. Fourth pitch of the ballgame. First base, Lucas Kirky going to back up behind the bag. Not going to hold runner on. It's Batchelor's base. Owen Acton at second base, stepping into bat. Hitter number two, Nolan Acton. A set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Side of ball. Ball, no strikes. The set back in the rubber. Robbins peering in, looking at signals. Out on the diamond, working out a stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch. Finished just low. Balls, no strikes. First and second base for the Mustangs. That was not too long ago. Pretty good football team. Hit it deep in the playoffs. Here comes the pitch. Side ball three. That was about 2009. Coach Kurt Houts. Thoma. Then looking at signals, 3-0 count. The set, Robbins checks second base. Here comes the pitch. Side edge, strike called. Nolan Acton trying to do the umpiring as he tosses his bat aside. The by on deck batter, Asher Davis. Balls one strike. Right-handed batter's box. Nolan Acton. Out of set, Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. As for ball four. So he'll toss the bat aside. He'll jog to first base. And Fountain Central are going to load the bases here in the top of the first inning. And time out on the diamond. Called by Coach Bourdonnais. He's going to pull the whole infield in. So we'll mention today's ballgame is in part being brought to you. Your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay? So you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. You can enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool. Available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination. Northeastern Polk County. Proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and New Smyrna beaches. I mentioned you can direct your emails to inquire. Inquire them at 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Stepping into bat. It's Connor Paxton, Asher Davis. First pitch comes in above the zone, ball one. Runners are eyeing each base. Top of the first, one out. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Asher Davis. Friend Robbins out of the windup. Comes in, knee high, strike called. Goes one ball, one strike. 1-1 counter, step back in. Asher Davis plays shortstop. Coach Acton. Windup, pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Off the dish, strike two. 1-2 strikes. Up of the first inning. From the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Robbins, here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, ball two. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Signals given. Base coach, Felton Central. From the windup, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul tip in the glove. Jackson Kane holds it. Strikeout, and there are two outs in the top of the first inning. Stepping in to bat for Felton Central, seven hitter for 18, Connor Paxton. Paxton is the designated hitter. Back and runner, ball got loose in bullpen territory. Time is called. Connor Paxton batting in place of right fielder, number seven, Noah Hudson. First pitch to Paxton. Ground ball, shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. He'll throw it to first base. They'll get the foot out with Lucas Gerke and the nice get out of a jam. I think the base is loaded. Nice get out of a jam. They do give up one run. One run was scored by Cole Garbison. And the Knights are going to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. We'll mention Felton Central. One run, the scoreboard. Talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They have a school enrollment of 296. 1A Sectional 54. Their school was founded in 1956. Our 16 started this sectional. They are North Vermilion, Fountain Central, Washington. Lafayette Central Catholic, Attica, Riverton Park. Principal at Central Catholic High School is Daryl Beck. Daryl Beck was our guest. Last ball game. I hope you'll tune back in. Listen to the archive. Joined us in about the third, maybe the fourth inning. Daryl Beck, quite athletic in his youth. Athletic director of Central Catholic is Tim Bourdonnais. Assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. Athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. CS Central Catholic High School is located at 2410. Up 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. Dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They form in the Hoosier Conference West Division. It's in third place of nine teams this season. They are currently 22 wins, 6 losses on the season. They finish the West. The Hoosier Conference at 7-1. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. As mentioned, the winner of this contest will play the winner of Game 6. And Game 6 will feature in Riverton Park. That'll start about 1 o'clock thereabouts. We'll mention doing the pitching for Fountain Central. Senior class member, number 12, Owen Acton, right-handed hurler. Catching Aiden Batchelor, number 16, at first base, number 2, Nolan Acton. Second base, Cole Garbison, number 5, Asher Davis, at shortstop, number 17. Base, Kyle Slinker, number 14. Left field, number 11, Paul Adams. Center field, 22, Bryson Davis. And in right field, number 7, Noah Dodson. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, the one hitter is Hudson Gutwein. Pitch to Gutwein. Jumps in, outside edge, strike called. Balls, one strike, Hudson Gutwein. Batter in the lineup. Third base on the lip of the grass is Kyle Slinker. Same location, same result. Balls, two strikes. Pretty good spot right there. Owen Acton. Not from the windup, but right foot on the rubber, left foot off. Here's the 0-2. you know, take one out of play, right side. Going to protect that zone. Put an action. An accuracy. His first batter, Hudson Gutwein. Ball two strikes. Here comes a wide and the pitch. Take one out of play again. Foul ball. No balls, two strikes. And standing out there, really got him. A ground's true. We'll hope Mr. Adams is fine. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out. Here in the top, in the bottom of the first inning. Going to step in with number 17, Gavin Beutel. And Beutel, third baseman. Signals given. And looking at signals, out of the windup. The pitch to Beutel. Side ball one. 16, Aiden Batchelor, trying to frame it. Nothing wrong with that. The wrist frame is good. Forearm frame, not so good. He's going to take one skyward to the second baseman. It's paid for by Cole Garbison, and he'll make the catch back on the lip of the grass. There's two outs. Stepping in for the Knights, hitter number 10, Gerke. This Gerke, left-handed batter's box. This Gerke, also a member of the junior class. He'll step in with two outs. On deck is Jackson Kane. From the lip of the grass at third base again is Kyle Slinker. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. At south side, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Wow. Bottom of the first inning, Knights batting. He's a pitch from Afton. Knight inside, and caught hit by pitch. Say it might have got his jersey. Jersey fluff. Not much. Came in, looked like it might have been a hit by pitch, and the home umpire might have for confirmation, and that's not a bad thing to do. Ask if that pitch hit you. Usually you'll get a legitimate answer. Batter, especially from a Central Catholic Knight. One aboard for the Knights, Lucas Gerke is at first base. Jackson Kane going to step in. Going without the long sleeves under the jersey. From Afton for a ball. Going to get by the glove of Aiden Batchelor. Going to make it to second base. Coach Borden is going to hold him up. Second base. As Batchelor had to go back to the screen. Retrieve the baseball. Runner in scoring position. Knights. Let's step back in. Jackson Kane. One ball, no strikes. Foul. Bottom of the first. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. The pitch. Low for ball two. When Acton, he's a senior. When Acton will mention he has a brother. I'm guessing it's his brother at first base. That's Nolan Acton. He's a sophomore. Comes in and calls strike. Sorry about that pitch, and it decided to call that one a strike. Might have been a pitcher helper. Acton's going to step back in. Let's 2-1 count. A stretch, now the set. Second again. For the third time, there's the pitch. He finished above the zone. All three. 3-1 count. Jackson Kane might get a good pitch here. Left center field. He is wide open. He'll take a shot third base. Going to be a base hit. Going to get by the glove of Kyle Slinker. Knights are going to score a run. Coach Bourdain ends around the bases. Lucas Gerke. The tie ball game at one. We got some fighting going on here. Wind picked up. And the Knights are going to send to the plate. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. So Caden Minnick going to step in. The stretch, now the set. Full swing, foul ball. Out of the plane. Picked up all of a sudden. Can't control the wind. Trying to adjust the sail right now, picking up all these notes. And strike called. Throw to second base. They're calling out at second base, Jackson Kane. On the slide in, and the Knights are out of the inning. They pick up one. Play. Batchelor threw it down to second base. It's a tag, and there's the third out here in the bottom. After one complete. One. Do appreciate you tuning in. Is in part being brought to you DM Auto Auto LLC. It's 1 mile west of Arcadia on 266th Street in County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust at AGM Auto. The routine oil change for expertise of an experienced AGM technician. AGM Auto wants you to be safe and to stay safe. Put in your automobile. And type of service. Motto. The car and truck restoration. You still have that older car or truck. Or maybe it's in the barn and covered up with a tarp. Has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. AGM on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Contact AGM by phone at 317-984-5283. Number is 317-984-5283. Check them out on. You'll find a 62 Ford, 2 Monte Carlo, and a 72 Chevelle. They'll show restoration there. And then you'll look them over. I'm going to throw one down second base. Hang a frozen rope. Stepping into bat for Fountain Central, the 8 hitter, number 22, Bryson Davis. Plays field. Thanks. Right-handed batter. He's going to step in. Still on the hill right there. Brent Robbins. A little bit of a stretch out right there. Step back. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. I got first pitch. Back out of play. Third base. Excuse me, the first base dugout. Count. Mason Davis. I only got these notes picked up, Nathan. Say, what's that wind? That was just weird. Here comes the second pitch from Robbins. Swing and a miss. Bryson Davis, center fielder. Then Robbins gets ahead in the count. Out of windup, here's the pitch. It's right across the dish. Called, and there's one out. How are going to step in? And he's going to be number 11, Paul Adams. Paul Adams, a right-handed batter. Then, find up once again. Brent Robbins, here comes the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Mikey Stapleton, room service hop to throw a bullet across the diamond. Put out. Gerke, there's two outs. Half of the second inning. So next batter to step in, we're going to see the one hitter. And the plate, as mentioned, fourth pitch, right center field. It got by both fielder and right fielder. But by that time, a stand-up double. It did that of Cole Garbison. In second time. All stays outside, ball one. One ball, takes 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, and step back in. Find in the pitch from Robbins. He'll take a shot. down the left right field line. He's going to go to second base, picked up there in right field. He'll slide in this time. Garbison has his second hit. Two at-bats. Put that apparatus again off the elbow to coach at first base. Garbison with a quick bat. Oh, took that one down the field line. Halfway out in the grass, picked up by Kate Minnick. I'm sliding in second base. Garbison with the double. Stepping in, number 14, Kyle Slinker. That's now set. Slinker stays inside, ball one. Could have the option of getting hit by a pitch. That was inside. He wants the bat. To do. 1-0 pitch. Hit him. Inside. Got him on the shoulder. Turned the shoulder. He was definitely flinching, trying to get out of the way. First base. Runners at first and second base. Again, number 12, Acton. Owen Acton, he's doing the pitching. Stepping in, batting right-handed. In second base, two out. Signals out of the stretch is Brent Robbins. Now out of the set position. Check second. Here comes the pitch. Glove, good block. Jackson Kane. Kane will sacrifice the body. The baseball. Kane is very good. Dad, you know, he's grown up with a lot of teaching his position. Fresh, now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Only a pop one foul out of play. One strike. Timeout on the diamond. Mikey Stapleton, you know, pitcher's rubber. He'll jog in there. Has some words with Robbins. Be some words that he would need to know. Mikey going to jog back to shortstop position. One strike. Five. Fetch now the set. Check second base. Long, here's the pitch. Low, evidently low for a ball. One strike. Balls, one strike. Inberg is in the bullpen. Signals. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. The hitter, Owen Acton, a step off the rubber for the second base. Owen Acton steps back in. Three hitter. There's a pitch. Above the zone. Three ball, one strike. Sectionals happening today all across the state of Indiana. Set, check second base, the 3-1 pitch. Meridian, strike home. Acton seemed to be taking all the way. Best pitch of the at-bat thus far. 3-2 count, two outs. Out of set. Robbins, here's the pitch. Yes. Foul ball. Dang, that ball got back behind Jackson to the screen. The umpire tip. Dog back. To second base, Cole Garbison. He was going to try to score on the play. Two count once again. I was set. 3-2, another one pickoff move. The second base. Garbison nearby, that bag at second. Damn, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, Brent Robbins. 3-2 pitch. It's right across the dish. Owen Acton knew it when he saw the break. Get out of the inning. Robbins. Courage and some confidence with his curveball, 3-2. By the dugout. Get out of the inning. Central lead two aboard for the second bat in the bottom half, second inning. And a half. It's a 1-1 ball game here in the 11 o'clock ball game. Central Catholic. A little bit about this game. This game is in part being brought to you. Farm Equipment. Team 55. Equipment.com. Your Central Indiana equipment dealer. And customers and the community. Yes, since 1955. Farm Equipment, family owned and operated. Equipment supplies farmers, keepers, and homeowners. Indiana with a full line of new and used products. Equipment, they provide agriculture and commercial construction equipment. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to noon. They're closed on Sunday. You're right there, northern Hamilton County along U.S. 31, 276th Street change for the Knights. Panic. For ball one. Ted Minnick was in the box when the out was recorded at second base. The throw out in the bottom of the first. 1-0 pitch from Owen Acton. Side, ball two. Trying to paint that corner. Corner well for a right-handed batter. He's working against the lefty, Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in high and outside. Three. Also no strikes. Minnick going to step back in. Batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Meridian fastball. Called. Take pitch all the way. One strike for the Knights here in the bottom of the second inning. The wind in the pitch from Acton. Ground ball. Second base. Couldn't make the play. Left. Going to be a, hit there. I think they're going to put a hit on the board. Many going to get credit for a field hit. Caroms off the glove. Baseman Cole Garbison to move quite a ways to his left to field it. Well, this one runner aboard for the Knights is stepping in. But coming in, Aces Franker pulls the bat back and was going to hit away. Outside, ball one. Base Kyle Sprinker. He's at the lip of the grass, well in front of third base. A stretch, now the set, now he'll back up a bit. Pitch comes in, a bit full cut, foul ball on the ground. Third base near the bullpen area is where he'll come to a stop. One ball, one strike. Signals given. Ordinary. Back in, Brent Roberts. So the pitcher's facing off right here in this at-bat. Back of roughly a nonchalant toss one over. The first base, Nolan Acton. Acton tosses it over. And Acton to a sophomore. Out of the stand, here comes the 1-1 pitch. They put a bunt down. The pitcher, he'll field it. He'll throw tall. It's going to get by. Take off for second base. Robbins. Second and third. So, Brent Robbins is at second base. Nick is at third base. Gets by. The throw was tall. Acton, after he fielded it. There's mound. He came off the mound. Faced it on third base side. Tall. Ball to Nolan Acton at first base. Yeah. DH in the ballgame. Sandberg. Swing and a miss. Might have been a foul tip. They're going to call it a foul tip. They'll kill the ball. Walk out. He can deliver a baseball. Owen Acton. Give Aiden Batchelor a chance to himself. He's okay. It's a nice gesture. Happening a lot in a baseball game. Opposite, if the umpire got hit. A stretch, now the set. 0-1 pitch from action. Of the zone, ball two. Back, yeah, 0-1 pitch. Here we go. One ball, one strike. 30, sophomore athlete. Sandberg. Handed the batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a shot back up the middle on the ground. Base hit into center field. Picked up by Bryson Davis. To home plate over the catcher's head. Sandberg is going to be held up at second base. Sandberg ends up at second. He got a base hit. RBI single. Caden Minnick. Robbins. I'm out on the field. So we're going to jog out. We're going to have a conversation. Gilda. Oh, outs. One aboard. Gus Sandberg. He comes up with two RBI. Sad bat. We'll also mention, game is in part to you. Arcadia Industrial Park. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. Indoor-outdoor storage with flex storage availability. Call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. Storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. Outdoor storage is always available. At Arcadia Industrial Park. Storage. Go online. Site is www.ps.com. Yes, Indiana.com, or call them at 317-774-1500. 317-774-1500. Industrial Park and Storage. Stepping in for the night, Keaton Brooks. Batter's box. Out of set, first pitch to Brooks. He'll foul it left side, out of play. Knights have a runner at second base. It is Gus Sandberg doing his own base running. RBI single off the bat of Sandberg here in the bottom of the second inning. Squaring the bunt, Keaton Brooks pulls the bat back. One strike to Brooks. Sandberg back to second base. Out in a rundown. He held the brakes up. Singles out of stretch, now the set. Action check second. Here's the pitch. Going to put a bunt down. I'm going to go foul. Ball off the bat of Keaton Brooks. Sandberg was going to be at third base. He'll jog back to second base. One ball, two strikes. Swinging the electric bat. Swinging a good bat. As of late, we're going to have a stretch. Now the set is a 1-2. Going to take one back over shortstop head. Going to get the grass. Hit for Keaton Brooks. From second base is Gus Sandberg. Has three runs in. Bottom of the second inning. Run contest. Keaton Brooks is at first base. Picks up the RBI. Brooks now has an RBI on the season. Stepping into bat, Mikey Stapleton. It's been a right-handed batter's box. That's now the set. It's from action. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Called. Right-handed batter's box. They'll work it from right there. Stretch, now the set. Pitch. Straight back, pretty nearby. Foul ball out of play. Right into the batter's box, 0-2 count. Two strikes, Mikey Stapleton. Good bat. He needs only one pitch. Runner at first base is Keaton Brooks. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. And here's the pitch. Hunt pulls the bat back. Breaking pitch finishes above the zone. Ball one. So working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Acton, long peer. Set position. 1-2 pitch to Stapleton. Thought about a bunt. Squares the bunt. Pitch comes in outside. Ball two. So two balls, two strikes, nobody out of the second inning. Hootwine for the Knights is on deck. Working out a stretch, now the set. Going to take a foul ball down the right field line out of play. Sustain that box with a 2-2 count. Could step back in. Stapleton. Head. 2-2 again. Miss. Breaking pitch. They'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. And Gutwein going to step in. Going to bat here in the bottom. Second inning. He's in batter's box. Keaton Brooks, only base runner aboard. He's at first base for the Knights. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Pitch, breaking pitch, finishes inside above the zone. No strike signals given. Coach, hey, he'll step back in. One. A signal out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch, breaking pitch, back up the middle, gloving it. And he knocks it down, picks it back up, tosses over, gets to put out with Nolan. Acton, there are two out. Bottom of the second inning. Next you're going to send to the plate, Gavin Boutel. Boutel, where's number 17? He's played in all 28 ball games. Seven played appearances, 79 at bat, base 329. He did batter's box. Here comes the first pitch. Away, ball one. 17, Gavin Boutel, he has an on-base percentage of .419. 26 hits on the season. All singles. Out of set, here comes the pitch. And they're going to call it a strike. Right edge, you're going to call it a strike. Count goes 1-1. Singles, now out of the set. Then here comes a 1-1 pitch. Outside of ball, going to get by the glove. Backhand, it short hops the glove about halfway to the screen. The Knights have a runner at third base. Brooks at third base. One count. And in the box. I'm going to take that back. Ball in the box. He'll foul one back out of play. Detail. That box is a 2-2 count. Is Lucas Gerke. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Pitch again to Boutel. Shortstop. Asher Davis steals it. The diamond. And they're just going to get Boutel at first base. It was a banger play. This umpire had to take a Polaroid of that one, make the call. Inning. Got three runs in the bottom of the second inning. They're two complete. And one. Thank you for tuning in. So mention this game is in parts being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. 40 years in the car sales business. Service. Fishers. They sell, they'll trade, and they'll help you to finance quality car, truck, or SUV. They have preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Hamilton County, Indiana locations. This is in Fishers. 599 116th Street. dial them up by telephone at 317-842-2228. 317-842-2228. Second location, Noblesville. That's right here along State Road 32, between Noblesville and Westfield. 7773-2232. 7773-2232. See them online, or you can stop by. It's at Fritz and Fishers. F-R-I-Z. Stepping in. Gonna bat. Central. That's your number 16. He's the four-hitter. Axler. Thursday, first game, 5:30. At bat. Here down the field. Then Robbins out of the windup, top of the third inning. Step out. Time is granted. Back in. Windup. First pitch to Batchelor. The foul one straight back. Pick one. One strike. Wind. Robbins, as that sun comes out, side, one strike. Coming out, it's about 64 degrees, about 9 o'clock this morning. Going to be at close to about 75 today. Glove. And count goes 2-1. They're Aiden Batchelor. 2 balls, 1 strike. First batter. Top of the third inning, Central Mustangs batting. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. Going to take a shot to right field. He's going to back up Caden Minnick, but he'll make the catch. Here in the top of the third, to step in for Fountain Central. It's going to be the five hitter number two. He's Nolan. Batter's box. Signals over the glove. Yeah, Brent Robbins' first pitch to Nolan Acton. He'll foul one right side, out of play. No ball, one strike. Two signals given, if any, for base coach. Now the windup, here comes the 0-1 pitch. He'll foul one back to the screen. No balls, 2 strikes. Batter's box. 2, Nolan Acton. Above. There comes a wind and a pitch from Robbins. Outside of ball. Spot was outside. Nolan Acton, nothing doing. He was not going to chase. Kill. There comes a wind and a pitch from Robbins. Yes, he'll go down swinging. There are 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. Let's throw the ball around. The batter will step in for Fountain Central, number 17, six-hitter, Asher Davis. Stop. Right-handed batter's box. Stance. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Robbins. Side ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 folks on air watching baseball, Riverson Park, and you're right prior to the start of this game. And strike, yes. 1-1. Stepping back in, Asher Davis, here's the pitch. There's a swing and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins, here's the pitch. The breaking pitch, finished low, ball two. Good check swing, good check right there by Davis. Strikes. We're going to have a windup, here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. 2 count. I didn't let the umpire make the calls. Infield, you don't jog in until the third strike. Here comes a wind and 3-2 pitch. out to second base, Hudson Gutwein. Gets a low line drive, and the Knights are out of the inning. Catley gets out of the inning. She'll send three to the plate. Two and a half. Four. Fangs one. We thank you for tuning in. We thank our support sponsorship there. And I will mention this game is also in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Internet radio sports since 2008. We support education-based high school varsity sports. All in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. In the fall, Chipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. Boys basketball. Game is also in part being brought to you by Camino Company. They're in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. You can find them at camino-d-dot-com. Camino and Company is a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. The mascot is the 1984 El Camino, which belongs to Carly's grandpa, V.E. Witham. And the goal of Camino and Company is to please each customer from their concept to their completion. And Company in Noblesville. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 10, Lucas Gerke. First pitch comes in outside, ball one. 12-0 in action. He has gone the distance. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It's a 4-1 ball game. Knights in front. Pitch from Acton, breaking pitch, back door for a strike. Right back in there, well placed. Acton, senior pitcher. The glove pick up singles. On one pitch to Gerke. Oh, and inside, ball two. Ball, one strike. Candid batter. In the box, Lucas Gerke. Nice. Here comes the pitch from Acton. Curveball in there for a strike. Not quite as much break. Strike two is recorded. Two strikes. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Back out of play. Another backdoor curveball, Lucas Gerke. Quick hands, got through the zone. To foul that one off. Two count once again. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Acton. Fastball. He's back for some more MPH. 3-2. 3-2 count. Lucas Gerke, first batter of the third. Foul ball. He'll pull this one. Severely foul. Nice dugout to the foul fence. So step back in. Looking at singles over the glove. 3-2 count. He'll foul this one out of play. Straight back. Plate umpire has an arm. I say, why? He's got a velocity. Umpire, you can tell. He was a player. Third generation. Pretty good job. 3-2 pitch. Ball four. So that pitch comes in outside. It was an off-speed fastball. Gerke is at first base. He's going to pick up a walk. Gerke now has 27 balls. Season. Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter's box. Pitching from the stretch. Acton. Set. And he'll take a shot to left field, base hit. That's picked up by Paul Adams. Field, and the Knights have two aboard. Kane picks up a base hit. Kane, his batting average is climbing. That's at bat with 263 batting average. So he's probably in the 270s. He's got a 427 on base percentage. aboard, nobody out. First and second base for the Knights. Stepping in is Cade Minnick. Batter's box, looking out a stretch, now the set. Bunt. Third baseline is going to be a bunt for a hit. It's going to be picked up there by the pitcher, Owen Acton, and he had no throw to make. The rubber there to the third baseline, a base hit. Hit off the bat for Caden Minnick. Bases are loaded for the Knights. Nobody out. He entered that at bat. 112 plate singles out of stretch. Owen Acton. Swung on, Brent Robbins. Gonna be slow roller to shortstop. Baseball out of the glove. He'll make the throw to first base. Knights will score a run. Put out at first base. RBI off the bat of Brent Robbins. Now with runners at second and third base. Stepping in. And Burton. Burton, right-handed batter, is the pitch. Known ball one. Just a sophomore. He's played in 20 ball games. This is 21. And 215. Pretty stout young man. He's a pitcher and a third baseman. 271. That right-handed box. Then above his zone, ball two. Gus Sandberg has an on-base percentage of straight up 400. Gus Sandberg has stepped back in. And singles, he has three doubles. Here's the pitch at ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And Acton going to have to bring a strike on this pitch. Load him up. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. Pitch. Down Maria, strike call, fastball, 3-1. Sandberg going to step back in. Fresh, now the set is Acton. Here's the pitch. Going to be a hit by pitch. Might have got him in the helmet. It's high, got him in the helmet. Avoided the situation by bending that neck down just a bit. Okay, he's at first base, and the bases are loaded. Bummer, you get hit with ball four. Call timeout on the diamond. They're going to walk out. Going to talk with their infield. Bases loaded with one out. Knights batting in the bottom of the third inning. Knights have one run in. I've won contest. This game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, 21 Sheets Company. About residential or corporate relocations. A perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Mrs. Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability is something a professional, real estate agent, and or real estate broker strives for. Lisa Stokes Bear. Yes, and her success are two of the same. Great lady with a high quality. Real estate business. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. 7-513-4086. The Knights. Keaton Brooks. Stretch now to set. First pitch to Brooks. He'll take it to right field. Some air under it. He'll try to get to it, and he will not. It's going to land on the surface of Noah Dodson. And the Knights are going to score a run. Hold him up. Coach Bordnay had to hold up at third base. Coach Bordnay going to make an adjustment on the diamond right here. Brooks is going to the base pad at first base. He's going to get credit. Single. B.I. and doing the running at first base is number 23, sophomore Brennan Van Kirk. Van Kirk is at first base, bases loaded for the Knights. And Mikey Stapleton, right-handed batter. Out of stretch and set, going to take a shot to left center. Gap, going to be cut off on one hop, a nice play in center field, Bryson Davis. Ball. and more damage. Two come in to score. Gus Sandberg jogs in. I should say he's on his wheels. And also Kate Minnick. I'm out on a diamond. Play. Bryson Davis. Field to cut that ball off. Could have been more damage done. Hey. So time out on the diamond. So. With a different pitcher. Here in the bottom of the third, they're going to get a good hand clap. Here, class member Owen Acton. And we'll again mention this game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Dots Incorporated. High quality, custom built waterfront products and services. Dots boat lifts, they'll build seawalls, accessories, and marine services, etc. Dots Incorporated. You can reach them on the web at thomasdots.com. In Noblesville, they're rural Noblesville at 20799 Riverwood Avenue. It's locally owned and operated. 1993. I'm up at 317-74-90. Again, their number is 317-774-3790. Day through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. You can choose the company that has the equipment and service new and existing waterfront projects. In Indiana, they work in Illinois, Kentucky, with capabilities all across the United States. Docs. So, we'll be back in just a second. So, we're back, and they're playing some Darius Rucker. Rucker might have been 3-4 years ago, he sang the national anthem at the Indianapolis 500. He went to, what did you go watch at this 500?
Sparks sang the national anthem yesterday. And I saw Joseph Newgarden win his second back-to-back Indy 500. It's a great race, great feat. I was in turn three. Got to see Award Newgarden into turn two. Backstretch, and then watch Newgarden kind of creep closer through turn three, and then watch him pass on the outside, which is the most impressive part, to get the win right at the line. So
I tell you what, I watched them getting interviewed, different guys. Was looking, them guys were really close shaven. I mean, they shaved close. Both of them did.
Really do. They take everything seriously, and just, I can imagine in the helmet, I'm sure having beard, it probably isn't very comfortable. You want to be as comfortable as possible when you're going 230 miles an hour, so.
I tell you what, AJ Foyt was given commands from his microphone.
Yeah, it was cool to see AJ go around the track before the 500, and then wished a little bit of a better outcome for his two drivers, but it was good to see Stingray Rob lead a couple of laps for AJ Foyt Racing, so that was good.
I bet you had a heck of a time. Man, the Knights of Hudson Goot wine. This rubber from Fountain Central is number 16, Aiden Batchelor. Takes his gear off, and he's pitching now. The fifth foul ball out of play, right side by Gutwein. Runners at first and second base. There's one out. Four runs in here in the bottom of the third. One contest, nice in front. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's a pitch from Batchelor. Breaking pitch. A well-placed breaking pitch. I tell you what, Batchelor can pitch, he can catch. Long ball. Down the third base, I'm going to call a foul. Call a foul ball. Home plate umpire. Hey, if you call a foul ball, it is a foul ball forever. Change it. But I saw him do that in a Little League World Series game last year. Not believe it. Review replay and the team that got beat in, I think it was extra innings. Crying, and I don't blame him. The pitch. Foul ball, right side, out of play. Two strikes, Hudson Gutwein. Come off. First and second for the Knights. The third inning. Here in the end, look at the singles. Alice Stretch in a set position. Out over third base. Going to get to the grass. Base hit picked up by Paul Adams in left field. The Knights have the bases loaded once again. Hit for Gutwein. Gutwein. Four hits. Season. But in is Boutel. Gavin Boutel. Base is loaded. Fida is Batchelor. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. 0-1 count. Gavin Boutel. 28 games. Here comes the pitch. Center field. It's going to drop in. Base hit. It's going to score one run. Coach Bordnay going to send him from third base. Going to score a second run. Kirk comes in to score. Mikey Stapleton. RBI. Base hit off the bat of Gavin Boutel. So Knight's going to send to the plate. Number 10. Gerke. Time out on the diamond. Coach talking with his catcher. Now is Owen Acton. And he'll step back behind home plate. Batter's box. Gerke. First and second base for the Knights. Out of set. Here's the pitch. One left side. Playable. And being Chance going to call a foul ball. He makes the catch. Make a whole lot of difference, but I guess it could have if the ball were to drop. It had a forced out at third base. But it was a routine catch. So infield fly, I don't know if they had that in effect or not, but that was not a routine catch. Wow, stepping in, Jackson Kane. To play at third base by Kyle Flinker. Fly ball. Deep, maybe in the grass. Long Jackson King going to hit a skyward ball, playable, foul territory, and making the catch is Batchelor, the pitcher, Aiden Batchelor. Knights dugout. The Knights are out of the inning. He's come up with six runs. Bottom of the third. Complete. 10. Innings 1. I will also mention, is in part to you, sign production. Production of business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics, lettering, banners, and window lettering. And they're located west of Arcadia, about 3 miles, and by telephone at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. We'll mention a little bit about the National High School Baseball Stat Leaders. Stat Leaders had this recorded, had it written down for last game. We'll mention the best batting average in the nation. Nation. A senior. Oswaldo. So Estrada. He's got a batting average of 848. Eight. Average. He's a pitcher and a utility player. Hollywood. Los Angeles, California. He's 5'8", 180. Good batting average. He will miss the home run leader. Or five. Home runs. We'll mention the guy at the top. He's a senior, Cade Brown. He's from Parkview, Auburn, Georgia. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, in home runs on the season, RBI leader, senior Ryker Marble. He had 67 RBI from Round Valley. Eager, Arizona, he's 5'11", 165. All seniors leading in home runs and RBI. Bat 18, Connor Paxton from Robbins. Outside edge, strike called. Well, outside edge, and steps back in. Up from the windup. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. The fourth inning. The windup, here comes the wind and the pitch. Back to the screen. Count once again. Connor Paxton. Place up Noah Dodson, the right fielder. Find in the 0-2. Checky swing. Ball gets by Jackson King. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Connor Paxton. Header. Or Coach Acton is the pitch. Dez is going to set him down looking. One out here in the top of the fourth. So stepping in for Fountain Central is going to be the eight hitter, number 22, Bryson Davis. Davis has a good glove there in center field. Tanks. Stepping in. Right-handed batter's box. First pitch of the center field. They drive in, base hit. In front of Steppinger. Nothing Steppinger could do about that one. Base hit off the bat of Bryson Davis. And in the bat, we're going to see the nine hitter. Number 11, Paul Adams. Adams plays left field for the Mustangs. One runner aboard at first base is Bryson Davis. One out. And now set. Here comes the pitcher, squared upon. Outside, ball one. He pulls the bat back. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter's box, so set back in. Fetch, now the set position. Robbins, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. And Paul Adams shakes his head yes. It's a pretty honest young man. 1-1. Fetch, now the set. Comes the pitch from Robbins. The square to bunt again. Foul tip. Seven to go back to the screen. Goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box. Adams hears the pitch. Yes, he'll go down swinging. Two out. Top. Finney. Under at first base is Bryson Davis. Stepping into bat, Cole Garbison. Garbison has two doubles. Contest. Under bats first for good reason. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. He's going to put a bunt down. Pitcher's rubber picked up. Robbins. Him out. Out at first base. Simultaneous, they say, believe that a tie goes to the runner. Taught in my association, it does not go to the runner. That ball is already back of the webbing. Guy tags the plate, so he's out. And that's about what happened there on a banger play. Also mentioned, ball here, the Fountain Central Mustangs. Season. They got the win on Thursday. North Vermilion. Offensive day on Thursday. A win picking up and blowing once again. It's Fountain Central going at it here. Today. the next game is going to be about the 1 o'clock start. It will be close to 1, might be 1:30. Game here today will be Attica and Riverton Park. This ball game and the winner of that ball game will play at 7:30 tonight. 12-0 in action, throws one down from the catcher's position. In the lineup for the night is going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick is going to step in. The class member. For the 11, played appearances, entering this game, 92 at-bats. 261, 367 on base percentage. Bachelor, backdoor curveball, in there for a strike. 80th pitcher, lefty batter, has 24 hits on the season, 19 are singles. He has 4 doubles, one home run. Next pitch comes in high above the zone, ball 1. Ball 1 strike. It is Brent Robbins. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. He'll fight it off. They go the other way. It's going to land foul, and it's going to hit the grass. Couldn't quite pick it up. Giving it a good effort from shortstop was Asher Davis. Third baseman Kyle Flinker. 8 minutes. Hit that down the left field line. Down the grass. Nobody could get to it. Who count? Enick. Find up. Are going to be hit by a pitch. 8 minutes. Breaking pitch. To the plate. Broke in. Got him on the arm. Jogged down to first base. A pitch number 6. Season. So next batter in the lineup is going to be Brent Robbins. He's going to step in. Right into the batter's box. Brent Robbins. The 6 for the Knights. Out of the set. Pitch from Bachelor. Breaking pitch. Got the dish. Broke away. Placed breaking pitch by Bachelor. Strike called. The stretch sets first base. Now out of the set is the pitch. In tight, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. They're set back in. We're in the bottom of the 4th inning. It's a 10-1 contest. Knights in front. Fresh now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. A placed breaking ball from Aiden Bachelor. 2 count for Robbins. They'll step back in. Runner at first base for the Knights is Caden Minnick. He was hit by pitch. Pitch, swing a miss. And Brent Robbins will go down swinging. There are out here of the 4th inning. Batter we're going to see Isaac Suppiger. He's going to step in. He's going to bat for himself. The defensive player game for DH, Gus Sandberg. Out of box, Suppiger. That's a set. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Placement was good. No swing. Strike called. We'll check out signals. Let's step back in. Isaac Suppiger. First base is Minnick. Here comes a pitch from Bachelor. High above the zone. The throw to second base. And he's safe at second. Caden Minnick going to get credit for a stolen base. Caden Minnick now has 7 bases on the season. Stepping back in, Isaac Suppiger. Turn in looking at signals. Aiden Bachelor. Out of stretch, set second base. Now the set position. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Side swing and a miss. Ball's going to get by. No foul tip by the catcher. Action and going to third base on the misplaced baseball. Minnick. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Isaac Suppiger. Average of 235 on base percentage of 249. The windup. Bachelor, here comes the pitch. A foul one out of play. Left side. Into batter's box. Seppinger. A strong young man, 6'2". Pounds. Here comes the 1-2 pitch out of the windup from Batchelor. Cut, swing, and a miss. So Seppinger will go down swinging. There are two outs. And we're going to see stepping in, left-handed batter, Alex Schumer. We're going to step in. He'll bat in place of eight-hitter Keaton Brooks. So Alex Schumer, he's a sophomore. He's played in 13 ball games now. Curveball, going to call a strike. Climbed its way back in. Alex Schumer has 20, just 15 at-bats. He's batting 333, getting to 500. It's ball one. One strike. That's five hits. Four are singles. He has one double. RBI, he has scored five runs. He has walked twice. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss. Breaking pitch. Came up empty. One ball, two strikes. Alex Schumer has 10 quality at-bats. Here comes the pitch. High above the zone. Ball two. Steven at 2-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, nice batting with two out. Inning is at third base. And Batchelor, here's the pitch. Side and low, and Tate Minnick going to try to steal home plate. Safe at the plate. Action makes the toss to pitcher, Aiden Batchelor. Didn't corral the baseball. Slides safe at the plate is Minnick. One run in here in the bottom of the fourth inning. In the batter's box, going to be 3-2 count. Schumer. Start empty. 3-2 count to Schumer. That is Mikey Stapleton. Wind up. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Zone ball four. Schumer picks up walk number three on the season. So Schumer is at first base. Stepping in is going to be Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed batter's box. Stapleton. 11, a sophomore athlete. 362, the 427 on base percentage. We're going to have a stretch, and now the set is Aiden Batchelor. Mikey, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Stapleton has 25 hits on the season. 22 are singles. He does not have a triple, but he does have a home run. Stretch. Now a set to Stapleton. He'll foul one back to the screen. 0-2 to Mikey Stapleton. He's 5'11". 55, as mentioned, just a sophomore. 12 RBI, he has scored 24 runs, walked 10 times, 52 quality at-bats. Fetch now the set. He calls time, and it is granted by home plate umpire. They'll step back in, 0-2 count. Runner at first base is Alex Schumer. And then look at a signal. Checks first base, now out of the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes. A nice stop. Right, Owen Aston. Kept that ball from going to the screen. Backstop. Edge checks first base. Now out of the set. Here comes the 1-2. Above the zone, ball two. Two strikes, two outs. Adding in the bottom of the fourth inning, they have one run in. At the pitch, breaking pitch. Inside, ball three. Aiden Batchelor. That pitch, pretty good command of his breaking pitch. Fretch, checks first, now out of the set. And he goes foul it back to the screen. And Mikey Stapleton with another quality at bat. Count two outs. Alex Schumer in the running at first base. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Drop curve striking a foul tip. Not a whole lot of pause on that particular pitch. Sure. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Ball's live. Runner at first base is Schumer. Out of stretch, not set. There's a pitch to Stapleton above the zone. Breaking pitch, ball four, just missed. Strike zone. Two aboard for the Knights. Back for Central Catholic is number nine, Hudson Gutwein. One of junior class members, played in all 28 games. 29, 5'11", 175. The Gutwein, breaking pitch, misses outside. No strikes. Gutwein, with a .291 batting average. Bats, most played appearances, I should say, but .115. Next pitch jumped in just above the zone, ball two. Gutwein has an on-base percentage of .491. 23 hits on the season. Pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. Two strikes. Gutwein has 10. He has crossed the plate 39 times. Team. Off the back of the rubber is Batchelor. He'll step back in. Hudson Gutwein also leads the team in hit by pitches with 15 hit by pitches. Which is outside. 3-1 count to Gutwein. Gutwein might see the best pitch of this at bat. Here it comes. High above the zone, ball four. Dog down the first base. That's going to load the bases. Homer is at third base. Then at second, and Gutwein is at first. Next batter in the lineup, number 17, senior class member Gavin Boutel. Boutel, a .329 average. First pitch comes in above the zone, ball one. Boutel, opportunity to score some runs here with the bat. 18 RBI. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Right down Meridian, strike call. All one strike. The batter's box. Working from the windup, Batchelor. And low for ball two. One strike. Two out. Fourth, here comes the pitch. Zone, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Step back in. Find up, here comes the 3-1. You're going to pop one up on the infield. By the pitcher, Aiden Batchelor makes the catch. 15 feet from home plate. The Knights are out of the inning. They leave three aboard. Knights come up with one run. Bottom of the fourth. Complete. 11. Things one. Again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by your home away from home. Sometimes wonder, relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay. You can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. In a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious townhome. Cool. For short-term or long-term stays. Port Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County to the Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando. Enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches. 80 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, the beach, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family to jump on a plane or hop in a car. Davenport, Florida, there you are. There you can direct your emails to 353mail.com. 353captiva.com. That's your home away from home. That would be fun, I gotta admit. Seen photographs here. Townhome. And it is nice. Fun. Give them a email and direct your attention. Reply. One down, second base. Now, topic is number 29, Ethan Miller. Ethan Miller is a freshman. He's 5'8", 165. Strong arm to second base. Bat for Fountain Central is going to be number 14, Kyle Flinker. Flinker is third baseman. Two spot. It's Adam Acton, head coach for Fountain Central. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Flinker. Lined up. But first pitch to Flinker. On your foul one, straight back. Head. One strike. Going to represent the first base dugout in the next ball game. For the gray and the red caps. Here comes a pitch from outside. Ball one. One strike. Come back in. Kyle Slinker. That's a long ball. We saw that on Thursday. Here's the pitch. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Gonna work the baseball right there. Seppinger. Base. We're at second base. Working from the windup. One pitch from Robbins. Pitch in there for a strike. Zep Slinker, not a lot of break. Bad ball move. We have a good vantage point up the press box, straight back. Finding the pitch, the 2-2. Pitch once again, locks him up, no swing. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Going to walk to the plate. It's going to be the three-hitter, number 12, Owen Acton. This game as the pitcher. He's now the catcher. Beta catcher, Aiden Batchelor of record. Here comes the first pitch to Owen. One straight back overhead. No balls, one strike. Part going to represent the third base dugout in the next game. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Oh, one strike, one out. So stepping back in is going to be number 12, Acton. Owen Acton, a member of the senior class. Pitcher, a member of the Knights senior class. Here comes the pitch. Side edge, strike called. Their commencement, that was the 57th in class from Central Catholic High School. That's back on the 24th. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, fair ball, and Owen Acton is going to be tossed out at first base. It's actually Jack Reisman. Base position. Wow, that was a full swing. I thought they were going to call it a foul ball in the box off of Acton. Getty. Now stepping in the bat, we're going to see number 16, Aiden Batchelor, is the pitcher of record. Handed batter facing the righty pitcher. Brent Robbins is the first pitch. Dead strike call. Aiden Batchelor, a home run hitter. He hit one on Thursday night. First game, 5:30 contest. Comes in off the surface. the glove of Ethan Miller. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Right-handed batter, Aiden Batchelor. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Oh, and the outside, ball two. Until. Steps back in quickly, Aiden Batchelor. Steps off the back of rubber, going to regather himself to step back on from the windup. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Batchelor. A full swing out in front of the central third base dugout for Fountain Central. 2, Nolan Acton. 3 strikes. And working from the windup. Robbins peering in, looking at the signal. Yep, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 3. 2 count. 3-2 count, 2 outs. Aiden Batchelor for Fountain Central. Still playing straight away. Still playing regular depth. Yep, Brent Robbins. Here comes the wind and the 3-2. Yes. He'll go down swinging, and that will complete game 1. Final score, Knights 11, and 1. Going to shake hands, walk home plate. Each game, as mentioned, start at 1 o'clock. It might be at 1:15 or so before it gets underway. That'll be Attica and Park. It will advance. Game tonight at 7:30. Opponents will be the winner of Attica and Riverton Park. And that game will start tonight at 7:30 p.m. We thank my wife back home for sound check. She monitors the game. We appreciate her. And we do hope you're having a wonderful Memorial Day, full day on the calendar. And we thank Nathan talking with us. We'll talk again next game. And until next game, we'll probably tune in about 7:15. We hope you'll listen if you can't be here live. I'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, let him go. Keep the fire burning.